Husey and Kate catch up.
Hello, everyone. We're off on holidays at the moment. Oh, Husey, can you rub some suntan lotion on my back, please?
Absolutely. I'm not going too low, though.
No. I get very burnt between the legs. I understand.
Whoa. It's going to be professional. But we want to leave you with a little bit of Husey and Kate greatness.
Yes. Mm. We're coming back January 21. Put it in the diary.
But until then, enjoy some of our favourite bits from this year.
Now, Katie, I'm putting my leg up on the desk here. Cool. What do you see there? What's that? What's that look like?
A horrible splodge on your jeans.
What colour is it?
Like white, chalky coloured.
Yeah, on my jeans.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Please tell me that's toothpaste.
It's not toothpaste. I was waiting for the fish and chips I buy you every single day.
Look how trim your legs are.
Anyway, that's not the point of the story. I buy you fish and chips every single day.
You do, and it's not helping me because I don't look so good.
Yeah, but I have to do it, Jack, don't I?
It's pretty much, yeah.
It's a crab stick. Yeah. I can't resist.
She calls it a crabby patty.
Because
that makes it okay, apparently. So waiting,
delicious.
Waiting for your crabby patties this afternoon.
I noticed you're also enjoying a crabby patty.
Yeah, I am. And I had a fish burger as well. But, and then all of a sudden, splotch. A bird pooed on me.
You didn't even have your chips.
No, I was waiting for my chips.
What sort? A pigeon?
I think it was a pigeon. Yeah. So, and it was like under the what's the roof thing?
Awning.
Yeah, under the awning. So it was.
They're begging outside a fish and chip shop. I was hoping to get chips.
But it must have just flown straight over the top of me because there was not much room above me.
So you're saying it sought you out to let you know its feelings about you.
It didn't feel like it didn't feel random because
it was calculated.
If you're walking outside and one grabs you, you know, one gets you. You think you look up and it's miles.
Yeah,
up.
That's right.
This
but these ones
just
really
above me, and there was three other people at the same table: two blokes and a little girl. And
didn't get them.
No, didn't get them. And I said, lucky they didn't get your food because they had food in front of them. And they, both of the blokes, and then another person walking past also said, that's good luck. You've got good luck. And they all said, buy a lotto ticket. The three of them.
Yeah, I don't
Three
believe.
People told me to buy a lotto
I
ticket.
I don't believe that.
Because I've got a pooey jean.
Yeah.
You know, and I just find that hard.
Yeah, so do I. I don't believe it.
So,
never really heard, like I've heard people say I think that's just one of those things people say to try and make you feel better.
Every time someone's been with me when a bird has defecated
on
me.
How often have you been pooed on by a bird?
Well, I can remember at least three or four times when people have been with me.
Really?
I've been pooed on by birds at least.
I think I've only ever been gotten once. But
in your
that
life?
Was terrible. Yeah, that was in the mouth.
You mustn't get out much.
That was really terrible. I won't tell you what I was doing.
What were you doing?
No, that's a joke. I don't know why my mouth was open. And
You know why your mouth
got me in my mouth.
You never stop talking. So if you're outside.
You're the one who's been defecated on by a bird many times.
Yeah, but when you're outside, your mouth is open a lot. You're either talking or eating. So you're obviously.
Oh, I can't help it. I'm a mouth breather.
So I'm not surprised a bird defecated
why
in your mouth.
Turned into an attack on me when you're the one who's a receptacle for pigeon poop. You're like a statue.
Well, do I buy a lotto ticket? Those people told me to buy a lotto ticket.
It's ridiculous. You're not going to win
one. Well, I need examples.
The only thing that might happen is on your way to the lotto shop, another bird might poop on you.
Well, look,
See?
Steve, this is whether I buy a lotto ticket or not tonight. What happened?
100%, mate, 100%.
Look,
last year I was in New Zealand in a place called Pukekohe.
Oh, they're all called that, aren't they?
Yep. Mm. No, there's another town in there that's called Waikikapaki, and that was named after Dennis Lilly.
Sure.
So, come on, let's
of course.
Anyway, I was in Pukekohe. I'm a V8 supercar fan, and I was there for the race. And the main straight is lined with trees and nice benches to sit on.
Mm.
And I was sitting there watching the race and having a great time. And there's a Kiwi chap behind me, and he says, hey, bro. And I said, yes. And he says, bro, look at your shoulder, mate. And yes, sadly, a bird killed. Clearly, it wasn't a Kiwi because I don't think they live in trees.
Mm. No, they can't get up that high, I don't think.
Done its business right on my shoulder.
No,
right?
That's a tough
day.
I was
a little bit annoyed, but cleaned it off and
got on with
continued.
You're a good Aussie. You're an Aussie.
And
anyway,
biggest spirit, yeah. And what happened?
Well, two days later, I moved on to Rotorua and I was checking my emails, and I got an email from Mobil Oil, and they said, mate, you have just won yourself a brand new HSV GTS.
What?
$91,500.
What? And it wasn't a Nigerian scam. You actually got that car.
I've got it. I've got it in my garage.
What the hell? After the bird pooed on him at the V8, he won himself.
But had what?
That's an incredible story.
Mobil oil.
Doesn't matter.
We don't have time, Steve, but we love that.